So this sort of notion, particularly that the beginning of the path, of what goes on at the beginning of the path, the initial connection with the Dharma, is taken up in some ways in chapter 10. Let me read chapter 10. The Lord asked, "What do you think, Subhuti? Is there any Dharma which the Tathagata has learned from Dipankara, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the fully enlightened one?" Subhuti replied, "Not so, O Lord, there is not." So, in that very short chapter, you've got, in fact, a whole myth and a whole legend here, a whole story, a whole set of assumptions from the traditional Mahayana, even pre-Mahayana perspective. The Buddha's enlightenment was the culmination of innumerable lifetimes following the Bodhisattva path. And these lifetimes following the Bodhisattva path are, well, not all of them, but quite a portion of them, are recorded in the Jataka stories, the stories of the Buddha's previous births, previous lives, where you find him as an ordinary man, sometimes even as an animal, practicing the perfections. And they're very lovely, touching, beautiful stories, very human situations very often, where the Bodhisattva, is following the perfections. He's practicing kindness, generosity, patience, bravery, fortitude. This phrase, by the way, in the salutation section, places in which the Bodhisattvas have been, should really be translated as places in which the Bodhisattva has been. And it refers to various holy sites in India which are associated with the Buddha's previous lives. So you're actually contemplating the shrines, the memorials to the Buddha's previous lives, to the path of the Bodhisattva. Now, the Jatakas are very, very popular in the Buddhist East. They're more popular even than the sutras in some ways. And they have had a very, very powerful effect on Buddhist culture. Largely, they're largely neglected in the West. There are exceptions to that. I think that some of our work in schools, Jatakas are kind of taken up. But in the East, they've been extraordinarily influential on Buddhist culture. These simple moral human tales. They're the subject of drama, mystery plays, recitation, and so on. Very, very important. In fact, probably the first Buddhist material that found its way through to the West was in the form of Jatakas. And in fact, there is a Christian saint called Saint Jehoshaphat, who is indeed a Bodhisattva. I think he's an Orthodox saint. I'm not sure if he's in the it's the Orthodox tradition. I'm not sure if he's found in the Catholic tradition. But Saint Jehoshaphat is a way of saying Bodhisattva, and is a Jataka story which was sort of turned into the life of a saint. I'm not sure of all the details, but that is actually the case. So, the Buddha was canonized as a Bodhisattva. Interesting enough, Bhante Sangharakshita sees the Jatakas. He's always recommended the Jatakas. He said, if you're having problems with the sutras, read the Jatakas. And he sees them, though, as expressing a profound spiritual principle that's imminent in all life, what he calls the Bodhisattva principle, the principle of self-transcendence. By self-transcendence, he means a becoming selfless, a movement in and towards selflessness. And that manifests, that Bodhisattva principle manifests wherever a kind and intelligent act is performed, in whatever sphere of life, no matter how diluted or how momentary. Wherever there's kindness and intelligence, there is the Bodhisattva principle. You could say there is the Bodhisattva. And that is the principle of evolution. That is the principle of human and spiritual growth.